Welcome to Divine Healers Church, New Jersey branch. We hope that you will be blessed by the following sermon. Stay tuned and God bless.
Let's bow our eyes. Father, once again we've come. We've come before you, Lord. You are the best. Father, you are the best. Because you are the only one who knows what your children need. And you have prepared a nice meal for us. Because in your presence, there's fullness of joy. So, Father, let the joy of the Lord today be our strength. Let the joy of the Lord, of you, our Lord, today be our strength. Lord, we are counting on you to take control. We are depending on you, Lord, to speak your word. Master, speak, for your servants are ready to hear. Master, detect, for your children are ready to follow. Whatever you say, Lord, it's all right with us. And it's okay with our souls. We thank you. And we bless you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Masmo boye so Masmo boda Praise God. And Jesus Christ stood and he said, I selected you. You did not select me. I selected you to praise the name of my Father. I selected you to worship the name of my Father. I selected you to glorify the name of my Father. And I chose you to give him the glory and the adoration. Oh, praise God. When I appointed you that his glory may shine. Oh, praise God. When I brought you in that his goodness may flow. That everybody may know how great my Father is. That's why I chose you and that's why I selected you. And I didn't call you to come and praise the name of my Father in fear. No, no, no. I didn't choose you to come and glorify the name of my Father in fear. Hallelujah. Because I chose you the same way I chose Abraham. I called you the same way I called Abraham. And I have a covenant with Abraham and I have a covenant with you. That I will never leave you nor forsake you. And so you shouldn't praise the name of my Father in fear. And so the peace of God The peace of God that passes all understanding should rest and abide with you. This way you should be able to glorify the name of my Father. Hallelujah. Because that's the reason why I chose you. That's the reason why I called you. And I told Abraham, I said, at the right time and the appointed time, I will come and I will deliver. Hallelujah. Amen. And when the time came, he said to Moses, Moses, the time has come. Moses, the time has come. And I want you to go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Because it's time for my people to go and worship me without fear. It is time for my people to go and give me the glory without being slaves. It is time. So Moses, go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Praise God. Today, the Lord is commanding that you should be free to worship his name. The Lord is commanding that you should be set free in order to give him the praise and the glory that is due to him. And that's the reason why he called you. But how can this be? Mary asks. How can the peace of God be upon me when I don't give peace to somebody else? How can the grace of the God of my God come upon me when I don't show grace to somebody else? Oh, praise God. Amen. I said I'm a Christian. I'm a child of God. And I believe in God. And the Spirit of the Lord is in me. And I'm full with the Spirit of the Lord. And I want the blessings of the Lord to be upon me day in and day out. Because I'm seeking to see the face of my Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But I don't want to show mercy when mercy is being shown to me. I don't want to show understanding when understanding is being shown to me. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want to forgive when I have been forgiven. Hallelujah. Amen. But I want the peace of God. The peace of God. And the Lord bless you and keep you. Be upon me. But I don't want to share with somebody else. But I said I'm a child of God. I said I trust in Christ. I believe in his word. Oh, yes, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm filled with the Spirit of the Lord in me. And I look like God, and I look like Christ. And I can prophesy, and I can speak in tongues, and I can see visions. But what Christ stands for, I don't stand for that. Hallelujah. Amen. What Christ heals, I don't heal that. What Christ believes in, I don't believe totally in that. Christ doesn't believe in bullying. But I use the Spirit to bully. Praise God. Amen. Christ doesn't believe in telling lies about people. But I use the Spirit to tell lies about my fellow sisters and brothers. Christ never used the Spirit to cause infighting. But I am using the Spirit. I tell people that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. But when they see what I'm doing, they shake their head. Praise God. Amen. 15, 16 John, you didn't select me. I selected you. You did not appoint me. I appointed you. And I want you to glorify the name of my Father without fear. Why are you making somebody glorify the name of my Father in fear? Why are you? The hand that has been extended to you, why don't you extend the same hand to somebody else? But you call yourself a child of God. You said you believe in the Lord. And you want the peace of God that passes all understanding to rest and abide with you. How can the peace come upon you when you deny peace? When you ignore peace? When you don't even speak peace? Oh, praise God. Amen. Christians. means we have a problem. Divine Healers Church, we have a problem. Because the Lord said, if you don't look and be careful about your ways, if you don't, and you don't be very, very careful where you are standing and you are sitting, you'll be in trouble. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because my word is a two-edged sword. My word is a two-edged sword. You can never say that you know the word and you believe in the word, but you don't do what the word says. How can you call me Lord, Lord? And what I tell you, you don't follow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you to love your brother as yourself. I didn't tell you to hate your brother as yourself. Why have you turned around? And sometimes we use a different tone. We are not actually condemning you, but it's a reproof. We are not actually condemning you, but we are using something else. Whatever you are doing, did the Lord do that to you? Hallelujah. The Lord actions to you, is that the same actions you are showing to your brother and sister? Oh, praise God.
Amen.
And you worship the same God. And they went to Jesus and they said, you have a demon in you. You have a demon in you. You have a demon in you. And he said, if Satan will rise against himself, his kingdom will fall. Because if a kingdom rises against itself, that kingdom will fall. And if you have the Spirit of the Lord in you, and I have the Spirit of the Lord in me, and we all testify that we got God's Spirit in us, why can't we love ourselves easily? Why can't we understand ourselves easily? Why can't we forgive one another easily? Why is it a problem? Christians, why is it a problem to follow Jesus? Jesus Christ made a statement and he said, if you want to be my disciple, if you want to follow me, I want you to leave it all and follow me. Hallelujah. He made a statement. And the statement says, if you want to follow me, if you want to confess with the mouth of the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised me from the dead, I want you to leave it all and follow me. Hallelujah. Because if you don't leave it all, you will never be my disciple. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you think, everybody thinks that Christ is a Prince of Peace. Everybody believes that Christ is a Prince of Peace. And Christ came on earth to give peace. That's what everybody believes in. But Jesus Christ made a statement. He said, you are wrong. That is not what I came for. I did not come to give peace. No. I don't want you to feel comfortable. I did not come to give the word peace. Rather, I came to draw a sword. Praise God.
Amen.
Matthew 10:34. I did not come to give the world a peace. Oh, child of God, the Lord is giving you a warning. And the Lord is a stern warning. He said, whatever you think I am, that is not the way I am. Whatever you think I should be worshipped, that's not the way I want you to worship. Whatever you think you can do before me, that's not the way I want you to do it. I have my own ways. And that's what I want you to do. Oh, praise God. Everybody thinks that Christ came to give peace. Peace to the world. And we sing, why shepherds were their first that night, or seated in the angel of the Lord came down, and glory be. Praise God! We all sing because we think that Christ came to give peace. Listen to what Christ himself said. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Read.
not think that I came to bring peace on earth.
You know what?
Do not think.
Do not think.
That I came to bring peace on earth.
Don't think that I came to bring peace on earth. That I called you for you to do whatever you want to do. Or to behave any way you want. To defy my father and defy my word. The reason why I called you. Don't think that I came to make it easy. Hallelujah. Amen. To follow me, I want you to leave it all and follow me. I don't come to give peace. No, don't think that I came that you will be comfortable. Hallelujah. Abraham, leave your comfort zone. Leave your comfort zone and go to where I will show you. Child of God, leave everything that you have and follow me. And I will make you fishers of men. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. Because if you don't leave it all, Jesus Christ is telling you, you are thinking wrong. Because you think I came to give peace. You think that you can do whatever you want to do and it will be accepted by me. No. Sorry, wrong.
I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
That's okay.
Amen.
I have come to draw a sword. So you being a Christian, the Lord, how does he want you to worship him that the peace of God will come upon you? If you don't practice peace, how do you intend for peace to come to you? Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ summarized it. He said, you know what? Life is a journey. Oh, to be a Christian is a journey. It's a journey that when you are going, there are obstacles along the way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And everybody gets trapped in life. Everybody has a problem in life. Everybody goes through difficulties in life. Tragedies come to everybody in life. But when it comes, as a sister and brother, what do you do about it? Praise God.
Amen.
When you hear about tragedy, when you hear that your sister or your brother is in trouble, what do you do about it? Do you try to help or you put salt in the wound? Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you hear that they are saying things about your sister, do you stop the gossiping or you take a chair and sit down and add yours to it and make it worse? Praise God.
Amen.
You've seen the Spirit of the Lord. Yes, and the Lord even showed me in my dreams. This is the way she is. This is the way he is. Praise God. You are using the name of the Lord in vain. Be careful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In life, things happen to people and it happened to Christians. Jesus Christ, things was going to happen to him. He was going to be killed. And God knew it, that he has to be anointed before he gets killed. Hallelujah. So he sent Mary. Mary had an oil. The oil was so expensive. But Jesus Christ has to be anointed, has to be prepared before that tragedy sits. And so Mary used the oil. In life, your brother and sister will go through troubles. We go through tragedies. How do you help? How do you show the love and the compassion which Christ has shown you? Which the Spirit of the Lord has shown you? How do you show understanding that the Lord has shown you? How do you pass it to somebody else? Oh, praise God.
Amen. Amen.
And Jesus Christ responded and he said, a man was on his journey. And he was going on his journey and he fell among thieves. He fell among robbers. And they rob him. And they kill him. They almost kill him. They wounded him. They broke his nose. They broke his back. They broke his arms. They broke everything. Oh, a man was going on a journey, on a life journey. We all go through life journeys. Who said tragedy hasn't hit before? Raise your hand. Praise God. Yes, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And then the righteous that run into it is safe. But tragedy comes everybody's way. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, you didn't select me. I selected you. And I select you for a reason. That you may show my glory. That you may show the mercy that I have shown you. You may show to somebody else. That when you stand around and you say, God is good, somebody will understand and say, really, God is good. Praise God. Oh, the Lord doesn't want you, okay, to fool around with what he has given you. God sent his son. Oh, they call him Jesus. I came to live. I died for gain. Oh, he lived. And I buy my pardon. I am the great. To prove my Savior lives. Ah, God sent his son. Oh, they call him Jesus. Only begotten son. Jesus Christ said, greater love has no man than this. That you should be able to lay down your life for your brother and sister. Greater love has no man than this. That you should be able to feel for your brother and sister the same way you feel. Greater love has man than this. No man has greater love than this. That you should be your brother or your sister's keeper. Oh, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so Jesus Christ said, this man fell into trouble. He fell among thieves. And he was robbed and he was wounded. His life was shattered. Hallelujah. Amen. They took everything, his dignity, everything that he had. They took it away from him. Your brother and sister is in trouble. Her life and his life has been ruined and shattered by the enemy. And you heard about it. And he said, as this man lay down, as this man lay down and was looking for help, was looking for somebody to show mercy, was looking for somebody to aid him. Somebody who goes to church goes by. Somebody who prays in tongues went by. Somebody who is a prophet went by. Somebody who said the Spirit of the Lord is upon him or her went by. Hallelujah. Amen. This guy was laying down and he needed help. But here is somebody who said they have seen Christ. That Christ is in him and Christ is in her. That, oh, she does worship and praise. He does worship and praise. He prays the organ. He says the instruments. He is the leader of the women's fellowship. She belongs to the women's fellowship. Oh, he's a reverend. He's an apostle. He preaches the word. He went by. Hallelujah. Amen. He's the God. She is the godmother of the church. She went by. And rather, when he saw the man laying down, the one that says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon them, they went to the man and said, the Spirit is upon me. God is punishing you. God will punish you. God is punishing you. So you know what? Take your punishment and be all right. Take your punishment as a man. Take your punishment as a strong woman. Because I've seen in the vision that God is punishing you. Hallelujah. Amen. Instead of using the same sympathy that the Lord has for her and for him, using the understanding that the Lord has for him or her, let's count the wrongs you've done in your life. Let's count them. Raise your fingers and start counting them. Let's count the wrongs that you have done in your life. I don't say sin. Because if I say sin, you need the blood of Jesus. Jesus is angry, I die no more. But let's count the wrongs that you have done, the lies that you have done in your life, the pomposity that you have shown in your life. Just let's count them. Raise your fingers. I can count them. I can count them. I know about me. I can count them. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, they couldn't do anything about it. Rather, they said they go to church. They are Levites. They control the church. They do everything. They should know better. They hear the word of God every day. And the word of God says, if I have extended love to you, extend love to somebody else. Now they saw somebody lying down. And the person needs attention. The person needs somebody to show mercy. But what rather what they do? Hallelujah. They went by. Christians, our brothers and sisters, they fall in trouble. Difficulties come their way. They have marriage problems, children problems. And when we hear these things, what do? Do we comfort them? Or do we rather put salt in their wounds? Praise God. Amen. But yet we say that we have the Spirit of the Lord in us. Jesus Christ said, be very careful. You are thinking wrong. You are thinking wrong about me. Hallelujah. Amen. You are thinking wrong about me. Because if you don't show mercy, I will never show you mercy. And if you don't show love, I will never show you love. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
He said, you think that I'm a prince of peace. Yes, I am. That's my title. My father ordained me and gave me that. But that doesn't mean I give it out cheaply. When I give it to you, I want you to do the same. Praise God.
Amen.
And then, a pastor also passed by. A man of God, wearing a robe. Hallelujah. wearing a collar and had a high hat on it. Oh, praise God. He also went by and he saw the person in trouble. Hallelujah. Amen. That person has been ordained. That's what he says. By God. He hears God. God talks to him. God speaks to him. That's what he says. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But yet, he robbed the church blind. The Lord said, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. The Lord never said, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of money. So why are you riding in Lamborghini? Why are you having 10 mansions? Why are you eating on a plate that was ready made with gold? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why are you wearing a suit that is costing 5,000? When the people in your congregation, some don't even have something to eat. And you don't worry about that. They don't have somewhere to live and sleep. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
But you said you are a man of God. You said you hear God. God told you to rob people blind. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we were in Ghana, and we were being trained, there was one reverend, a pastor, called Afutu. They started the faith. And so one day I preached. And as I was coming home, he was having a revival. And people have lined up. And he said, if you put 10 cities in my hand, 10 cities is 10 cities. If you put 10 cities in my hand, and you put your hand in here, and I pray for you, everything that you want will come. If you want a husband, you will get. If you want a wife, you will get. If you're pregnant, you have a child. And so I heard, and I knew him. We were all there. When we all started. And so I joined the line. And I had my Bible in my hand. Praise God.
Amen.
And we're going. So when it got to me, I took the Bible. Instead of 10 cities, I put the Bible in his head. And he has closed his eyes. And he opened his eyes. And he looked at me. And I said, Brafutu, in our tongue, is that how we train? You know what he said to me? When he looked at me and saw me, he said, oh, praise God! He said, come. You like doing that too much. Come. This is a special day. So I was trying to wait. This way, after he finishes, I'll talk to him. But he knew that I wanted to talk to him. So before they even say amen, he went to his car and drove. Now here we were when we were at the temple. And then he came, I think 2 months later, and he wanted for us to pray for him. He wanted Brother to pray for him. Brother said, we should pray for him. I said, I am praying for him. I am not praying for him. And so that asked me what happened. And I told him. I said, because if the Lord has shown you mercy, the Lord never showed you mercy to go rob people blind. If the Lord has shown you mercy, don't contaminate the truth. Ye shall know the truth.
Yes.
And when you know the truth and you stand by the truth and you defend the truth will set you free.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Being a child of God, do you know the truth? Do you stand by the truth? Has the truth set you free? Are you defending the name of the Lord? Are you defending the truth? And so Jesus Christ said, now somebody who is not even related to Christians. That person doesn't even go to church, the same church that you go to. You fell into trouble and your church members started talking about you. Is it fine? Sometimes you talk about the person to such extent that the person doesn't even feel welcome to the church anymore. Because tragedy sets in and you start talking about the person. And the person stopped coming to church. And then you point finger at the pastors. It's the pastor's fault. Hallelujah. Amen. How is it the pastor's fault? Is the pastor talking about the person? And the pastors also, when they hear something, don't stand down here and use that. That's for concern. Oh, praise God. Amen. Let the Lord speak through you.
Amen.
Don't make your own thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let the Lord speak to his children. Because when anybody comes down here, that person is under the authority of the Lord.
Amen.
Nobody is under the authority of anybody here. Nobody brought anybody here. He said, I chose you. Nobody chose you. He did.
Yes.
So when you come, you are under the power of the Lord.
Amen.
Nobody rules. But the supreme commander.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he says, somebody who doesn't even go to church with you, who is not even your church member sometimes, that's the one who comforts you.
That's true.
Not even the church people. The church members can comfort you. They make your case worse.
Mm.
When you are in trouble, they rather sit down and pour salt into your wounds.
Mm.
When there is only smoke, they pour kerosene or gas into it. They want to burn down your house. And these are your church members. They said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ said, be very careful. Because you think I'm a Prince of Peace. You think I came to give peace. You think I came to give the world peace. No, I don't. Oh, you think I came to make everything cozy? That you will live in your comfort zone and praise my name? No! You can't do that. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
And so, this person, who is not even related, they were even enemies. When he saw the person in trouble, he went to the person. She went to the person. He said, can I help? Do you need help? Yes, I need help. I need help. And the person used whatever she has or he has to address the wounds, to cover the wounds,
amen,
to wipe away the tears.
Amen.
Oh, to give the person a comfort heart.
Amen.
Oh, the person went further, further to restore the dignity of that person. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
The person went further to tell everybody that what is being said about the person is wrong.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, the person went further to denounce that whoever said they have seen a vision is a lie.
Amen.
Or whoever said that the Lord has spoken to them is a lie.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so Jesus Christ said, who has done well? Who has done, who is actually a child of God? Who is actually following my words and my instructions? Who is actually glorifying my Father as he should be glorified? Who is actually working on the side of my Father? Who is actually upholding his name and giving him the glory? Who? Is it the person that goes to church every day? Is it the person that plays the tambourine or the organ? Is it the person that says the Spirit of the Lord is in them? Who is actually glorifying the name of my Father as I appointed? Because I selected you to praise the name of my Father. And I want you to praise the name of my Father without fear.
Amen.
Why are you letting somebody else praise the name of my Father with fear? Why? Hallelujah. Mercy has been shown to you. Why don't you show mercy? And so when they heard that, they said, Lord, what do we need to do? He said, oh, go and do the same. Hallelujah. Look, then the last verse. Go. I don't want everything to be read. But the last verse. It said, go and do the same. Christians, let's go and do the same. The same the Lord has done for us. The mercies that the Lord has shown us. The compassion that the Lord has shown us. Last week, the Lord went to a sister. Here. And the Lord spoke to her. And I heard it. Christians, the Lord has given you more. But when you come to church, we do Kofi Kahama. When it comes to Kofi Kahama, how the Lord has blessed you, even for you to take $20 to give to the Lord. It's a war. To take $50 to give to the Lord is a war. Do you trust him? Do you actually trust him? Do you actually believe in him? That he's a miracle-working God. You just say it, but you don't believe it. Because if you believe it, you will trust him. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, Jesus Christ said, you go, you, as a child of God, you who said you have confessed in the mouth of the Lord Jesus, and you have believed in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, go and do the same. Amen. Because that's what I chose you. Amen. That's the reason why I selected you.
Amen.
That my glory, my Father's glory, will stand.
Yes, amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
That the glory of my Father will stand. And that's the reason why you are brought in. For his own name's sake.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
I shall not want.
Amen.
He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Mm-hmm. He leads me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. All for what? His own name's sake.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
So you are here for his own name's sake. You are a Christian, has been brought in for his own name's sake.
Amen.
And so, brothers and sisters, today the Lord is telling you to be your brother and your sister's keeper. The Lord has commanded that you should worship without fear. Don't let somebody else worship. That you should worship, not being distracted. Don't let somebody else worship, and you are the distraction. That you should worship and be happy. Let somebody else worship and be happy.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Because the Lord watches over his word. The Lord watches over his word. And his words will never come back to him void. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we have to be very, very careful.
That's true.
How we treat one another.
Yes.
He said, greater love has not than this. That you should be your brother's keeper.
Amen.
Divine Healers Church. Let's be our brothers and sisters keepers.
Amen.
If we say the Lord's Spirit is in us. Let's use the Lord's Spirit for good.
Amen.
Because God is good.
Yes.
And when God is good and his Spirit is in you, you should be good.
Amen.
God is understanding. And if God's Spirit is in you, then you should have understanding.
Amen.
God never gets angry. When he gets angry, something happens. He gets angry on the enemy. Not in the serious. Praise God.
Amen.
God is not boastful. God doesn't bully. And so if you have the Spirit of the Lord in you, God doesn't lie. And so if you have the Spirit of the Lord in you, stop lying. And what the Lord has then told you, don't tell people that the Lord has told you. And if the Lord hasn't given you a gift, don't say the Lord has given you a gift. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wait, and the Lord will supply.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so today, the Lord is cautioning all of us. The Lord, he said, that's the reason why I selected you. Amen. That's the reason why I chose you. That's the reason why I appointed you. I appointed you that the name of my Father may stand.
Yes.
And may stand tall. I want everybody to know that my Father is good.
Yes.
And I want to work through you. That everybody will see that my Father is good.
Amen.
I want everybody to know how merciful my Father is. So I want to work through you for everybody to know that my Father is merciful.
Amen.
Oh, I want everybody to know that my Father is understanding.
Yes.
So I want to work through you. I want everybody to know that my Father unites.
Amen.
And I want to work through you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said, don't take me for granted. Don't take me for granted. Don't think that I came to give peace. Don't you dare think that. I came to draw a sword. I came to draw a sword. This is the Prince of Peace. He's telling you that I didn't come to make give you comfort, to give you a craftmatic bed, where when you sleep, you raise your head, and you raise your legs, and you raise your inside, everything that you want, you raise it. No, I didn't give you a craftmatic bed. No, I don't do it. I didn't do that. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I came that you should be your brother's keeper.
Amen.
I came that you should be your sister's keeper.
Amen.
I came that you should help as you have been helped.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so today, he said, when you hear my voice, harden not your heart.
Yes.
As the days of your fathers, they heard that I was merciful, but they weren't merciful. They heard how I should be praised and worshipped. But they never did that. And so I punished them. Don't do the same. But this is the bread of life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the bread of life.
Yeah.
Oh, Paul said, the good that I want to do, I can't do it. I can't. I want to praise the name of the Lord like it has been appointed. But I cannot do that. I want to love my brother as myself. I want to love and be my brothers and my sister's keeper. But I can't do it. This is the bread of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the game changer. Jesus Christ said, that's why I offer my body and my blood. This way you should be able to go and do the same. When my body goes into you and my blood goes into you, you should be able to go and do the same.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Sister Reed. Luke chapter 10.
Praise the Lord.
Read 30:31.
Luke chapter 10, verse
30:33 and the last verse.
30 to 33 in the last verse. Amen. Then Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a certain priest came down that road.
A priest, a man of God, somebody who says the Spirit of the Lord is in him, somebody who says God speaks to him.
Yes.
A priest, yes. A reverend, ordained minister. Go ahead.
Now, by chance, a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on to the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion.
Go ahead.
Verse 37. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds. And when he said, "He who showed mercy on him," then Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise."
So Jesus Christ asked the question. Read 33 and 34. And so the question, Jesus Christ questioned him. He said, "So who did right? Is that the person who called him or herself a Christian and says the Spirit of the Lord is in him or her? Is that the one who did right?" Hallelujah. And they answered, they said, no. The one who followed the word of God.
Amen.
They said, no. It's not the one who shows off. Shows off when people are around. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not the people that when they receive their social security checks and they come and dance down here and says that the Spirit is upon them, when it's not the Spirit but the social security checks. Oh, praise God. It's not them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not them at all. People who work overtime. When they work overtime, so they can't even come to Bible lesson, but they can't give the Lord, share with the Lord the overtime.
Hallelujah.
Those people.
Amen.
And they ask, who has done right? Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they said, those who followed the word of God.
Yes. Amen.
Who believe in the word of God.
Amen.
And he said, you also go and do the same.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Verse 34.
33 and 34.
33 and 34. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own breast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him.
Quiet.
And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave it to the host.
You see, he went further. He did something extra.
Yes.
He did something extra to make sure that the dignity of the sister and the brother is restored.
Amen.
He did something extra.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, he didn't stop there. He didn't stop there. No. He didn't stop the gossip. He didn't stop the gossip. When he heard the gossip, about my brother and sister, he stopped it, and she stopped it. And you know what? It didn't end there. He went further, and she went further to make everybody know that what is being said about the brother or sister is a lie.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go ahead.
And said unto him, "Take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come, I will repay thee." Now, which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, "He that showed mercy on him."
He that showed mercy.
Amen.
He that showed compassion. He that showed understanding. He who believe in the word of God, and who trust the word of God, and he who use the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what did he say?
And he said, then Jesus said unto him, "Go and do the same."
Go.
Amen.
Today, go. Brother, sister, go.
Amen.
And do the same.
Amen.
Praise God. So Jesus said, "I've offered as a truce. I've offered my body and I've offered my blood." Oh, your fathers defied, and they were wiped out. I don't want you to be wiped out. So I've offered. So today, my body will come to you and my blood will come to you.
Amen.
When my body, my blood comes to you, I want you to go and do the same.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
I want you also to go and show mercy, because this is my body which I laid down for you, and this is my blood which I took to the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
One time and one time only, that your sins will be forgiven.
Amen.
And your sins have been forgiven.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
And so this is my body. This is the truth. I'm calling truth today between you and your brother and sister.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to have understanding. Oh, I am offering something big. I am offering something great. Hallelujah. Oh, I am giving my body and my blood to solve the situation.
Amen.